Well, good morning, everybody. First off, I'd like to thank everybody for helping me to have the best summer of my life. And I'm not kidding when I say that, because this summer I was working with CEF and I was serving God by evangelizing the kids. And in CEF, our mission statement is reaching children worldwide. And when I was younger, I had the opportunity to really reach people worldwide when we moved to Belgium and were missionaries there for a couple years. So I first came in contact with CEF when I was a kid, and even though I was homeschooled, my mom was teaching in an after-school program called Good News Club, and I would go there and attend those. And my mom would always tell me to put my hand down because I would try to answer the answers too quick. And I was really eager to learn. So when my mom asked me if I wanted to be a summer missionary, I was really excited. I said, yeah, sure, that sounds awesome. So the first thing we did with CEF was we went to the winter retreat. I didn't really know anybody, so I was a little bit nervous to go, and I left for a basketball game. So I did make some friends, but at first I wasn't, like, I didn't really completely understand how much of a family CEF is. And then we went to pre-training, and that sounded pretty fun because I saw some of my friends that had already made at winter retreat. And first thing they did was start talking about CYA, which stands for Christian Youth in Action, and that's the training conference for the five-day clubs that we do. And then they just started jamming information into our heads, starting with this wordless book, and I have one here. It's this little book right here, and it doesn't have any words, it just has a bunch of colors. And the way we present this is we go to the first page, and we ask the kid what they think of when they see the gold page. And they'll say, like, money or whatever is in their little head, which could be anything. And then we talk about, well, gold reminds me of the golden streets in heaven. And you know who lives in heaven? God does. And we talk about his love for us and that the only thing that keeps us from heaven is sin, which is represented by this dark page. And we talk about how everyone sins and how there's only one way that we can be in heaven with God and be saved from sin. And that's Jesus, and that's represented by the red page. And in the red page, we talk about Jesus' love for us and that he didn't have to come and die on the cross for us, but he did. And then on the third day, he rose again. And then on the next page is the white page. And this is an invitation for the child to receive Christ as their Savior for the first time. And then we go to the green page, and that talks about how they can grow in their relationship with God. So we would learn this page by page at this pre-training, and we would practice it on our other missionaries, summer missionaries. And some people just thought it was so crazy we were going to learn this book. And then we go to CYA, and we have this whole kit that we got, and it's got probably, like, I don't know how many, five songs and Bible verses and Bible stories and missionary stories, and we had to learn all that. It was crazy. But the way we started our days at CYA was we started with devotions with this guy named Dave Howe. And Dave Howe also works with CEF, and he works with the Truth Chasers Club. And I thought he was kind of like a big guy in the CEF ladder. Like, he was pretty high up, I thought. So I thought it was really special that he would come and share with the summer missionaries. And then we would go into our sessions and just start training for the five-day clubs. And we learned so much in such a quick amount of time. I think God had to have had his hand in that because it was crazy. And then I think a really important part of this training week was we really got to know our fellow summer missionaries, and we really bonded. And then in our evening worship sessions, we would pray. And in one of my prayers, I remember saying that I was really thankful that I get to call these people my brothers and sisters in Christ, because I just feel so privileged to be around people like that. And then, we would, after those evening campfire worships, we would go to our cabins and we'd have devotions with our cabin leaders. And those are all good. He asked us some really, like, thoughtful questions that we had to think about for a while. And I remember one night, it was just me and this other guy, and we stayed up really late talking, and he told me that, God was telling him to tell me something, and he decided to pick that moment to share with me some of his past, and it was shocking to me because I hadn't ever known someone who had a past like that, and I really felt like God was using me to help him out. And so we ended up talking to one of the cabin counselors, and I think he's doing a lot better. He I'm really thankful that God used me. And then, so towards the end of the week, we had a party club. And that's like a five-day club, except you didn't do all the Bible stories. You just had one skit and games, and they went around to different stations. It was really fun because everyone had learned so much, and they'd already told their Bible stories to their counselors, and they were really eager to just have some kids and evangelize because we were all itching. We really wanted to just see a kid, talk to a kid. And it was really awesome. 75 kids went to that party club, and there were 7 decisions for Christ, which was really cool to be a part of. And then there was, after we did that party club, we went back to the camp, and we had a banquet, and a bunch of the parents came, and I really thought it was awesome that the parents got to see part of what we were doing and really get to experience that along with us. And then after we left there, I didn't even do a five-day club for like 2 or 3 weeks. But when I did, I stayed up all night the night before just making sure, do I know my Bible story right? Because I was really nervous and excited. And I think I did 3 or 4 weeks of five-day clubs. And we did more than one club a day. So you'd have like 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, something like that. And I remember this summer praying with 6 kids to receive salvation. And that's just a great feeling to have when you pray with a kid. You just feel so thankful that God got to use you. I felt so privileged this summer. So then towards the end of the summer, we had this camp out so we could meet back up with our fellow missionaries and just socialize and talk about how our summers went. And they asked one question around the campfire. It was, what is one thing you learned this summer? Well, of course, I couldn't say just one thing. I said 2 things. So the first thing I learned this summer was to always be thankful for my great family, because not everyone has what I have, and I'm just so privileged. And then the second one is to give everything I have to God and to do everything I do for the glory of God. Because if you've already given your life to Christ, you should act like it and actually live for Christ. I really feel like God is using me for ministry, and I feel like this is what I want to do with my life. I want to follow God wherever He leads me. So thank you guys again for supporting me and praying for me. I really had a great summer.